Friends, now the next chapter, chapter number 11 of our subject Total Quality Management. And the name of the chapter is Supplier Teaming. Customer supplier chain. Inputs from external supplier. Suppliers from local area. Suppliers from outside the city, suppliers from overseas, the suppliers from external sources, inputs from external sources, external suppliers. The first operation is the customer for them. It can be goods inwards inspection, customer. Then the next operation is the supplier. Then next operation is customer, he is the supplier, supplier customer, supplier customer, supplier customer, supplier customer, supplier, and then the external customer. This is the customer supplier chain. Every next person is the customer for the earlier operation. And this, what we were already talking about, is internal customers. It is not sufficient that only external customers are taken care. It is also equally important that internal customers are also satisfied. What internal customer wants, that also we have to understand. We have to build excellent relationship between the team members, because otherwise the internal customers will be neglected, they will be dissatisfied, the morale will be less, and the quality will not come. Even if a quality improvement program could make everything in a manufacturing facility perfect, for example, in organization, whatever internal processes are there, suppose we make perfect, continuously improve the processes, we make everything perfect, more than half the work would still be ignored. Very surprising, isn't it? You will be surprised why I am talking like this. The missing key ingredient is the supplier. Who is supplying us raw materials, who is supplying us semi-finished components, finished components also, and the supplier base, that means the companies that sell goods and services to us. And sometimes this supplier base is very large, and if we neglect this supplier base, then what is the use of our TQM effort? Because they are very important part of our business, suppliers base. And while we are talking about implementation of TQM in our organization, we cannot forget this supplier base, because they are a very big part of our business, and whatever we are doing must be extended to the suppliers also, and that we have covered in earlier chapters. TQM efforts, everything what we are doing must be extended to the suppliers, because we are their customers and we should be satisfied. For that, we must teach them how to implement TQM. Supplier base. Because this chain what I have shown must be very healthy, must be very continuous, without break. Then only TQM efforts will be successful. Most manufacturing companies spend more than half their money on purchase parts. Some companies have 80% of their cost due to suppliers. 80% of the total cost, suppliers of goods and services. They take goods from them, they get services from them, and spend 80% of their money on that. Then, if they want to implement TQM, can they neglect this supplier base? 80%. Why 80%? Even if it is 30%, Can we afford to neglect this supplier base? No. Answer is no. So, if we want to successfully implement the TQM, we must look after supplier base. Means what? What does it mean to an organization that wants to implement TQM? Supplier simply form too big a piece of the pie. Too big. Organizations have to recognize that in order to implement the TQM successfully, they have to help their suppliers also to be successful. We have to look after them. They may be having difficulty. Go to their gemba. Go to their place. Find out where the wastes are happening. Find out where the workplaces are not proper. Find out what is the problem of their workers. And find out how their economy is. This must be done. Because they are our extended factory only. Suppliers, what are they? They are like our one of our workshops only. So suppliers form a very, very important part of our business. We cannot neglect them. Involvement of suppliers. Like earlier I have said, involvement of customers. And now I am talking about involvement of suppliers. TQM. Without involvement of suppliers, without involvement of employees, and without involvement of customers, TQM cannot exist. Involve them. Human beings, involve them. Suppliers simply have to be included in the TQM process as follows. How? Effectively communicating with the suppliers. Communicate day to day, hour to hour. Communicate what is our problem, what our customer wants, what is the change in design, what is the new idea, what is the innovated idea, what is the continuous improvement. Communicate with them, call them, involve them in the meeting. Let them be a part of your quality circles. Let them be a part of your meetings. Let them be a part of your decision making. Let them be a part of your problem solving. Let them be a part of your problem solving activity, decision making activity, and so on. Brainstorming activity. Call them. Make them a part of the brainstorming activity. Effectively communicating. That buying organization expects that all requirements to be met. We are the buying organization. We expect that all our requirements be met. What are our requirements? For example, our requirement is that the surface finish, now it is 1 micron, it must go down to 0.7 micron. That means it should be better. The surface finish error must come down from 1 micron to 0.7 micron. Tell them. Why? Because our customer wants it. Why? Because the life has to be better. Tell them. Why is it required? Then they will start complaining about their process capability. Help them to improve the process capability. They will start complaining about their cost. Help them to reduce their cost. Or give them more price. Communicate with them. Be a part of their organization. Any problems, defects in the supplies need to rework. Quality forums to review requirements. Make quality forums. Review and again. Involvement of suppliers. Making suppliers as the part of the development process. Your engineering department is there. Your R&D department is there. Let the suppliers be the part of their development process. Why not? Why they should be different? Why they should be working only outside? Call them. Show them what is the new development going on. For both product and process design. If you are developing a process, call them, consult them. Maybe they will be able to give a better advice to you. Most of the product development efforts, quality problem resolutions, continuous improvement projects would be influenced by components and services supplied by the suppliers. So tell them that look, for this new process design or new product design, we want your supplies to be altered like this. Maybe in case of quality, they have to do some improvement. Maybe in case of delivery, they have to make some improvement. It is frequently observed that companies attempt product development efforts, quality problem resolutions, and continuous improvement projects without involving suppliers. What is the use? Whatever you are doing is not at all known to the suppliers. Then what is the use? Then this is not TQM. TQM will happen only if suppliers are also involved in the business, employees are also fully involved, and customers are also fully involved. Then only it is TQM. Focusing on suppliers' cost structures. Suppose you are paying him 5 rupees per piece or 10 rupees per piece. Find out whether that cost is sufficient for him. Is he making profit or is he losing? If he is losing, then he will not be able to supply good parts to you. Ultimately, who will lose? You will lose. Find out, go to him, study his cost structure, how many people he is putting, if he is putting excess people, if he is having idle time, if he is having excess wage, if he is having rework, if he is having scrap, if he is wasting money somewhere. Suppose his cost of borrowing funds is very high. Help him whether you can give him some low cost funds. Help him whether you can improve his profitability. Help him, because ultimately if he is successful, then only you will be successful. Otherwise he will fail. Suppose he is making losses, how can you make profits? Clear, isn't it? Supplier cost modeling to help supplier keep prices down. Help him to reduce his prices. That will benefit you only. Your profitability will go up. Help him in reducing prices. Help him in reducing muda. That means wastes. Maintain high quality. Help him. Give him better advice. Give him better process. Help him in his process improvement. Cost information has to be obtained gradually. Once this is done, company helps the supplier to see whether their true costs are and what could be done to control these true costs. Important. Then emphasizing long-term relationship with fewer suppliers. Earlier, the idea was too many suppliers, they compete with each other. Then I pressurize one supplier to reduce the cost. Otherwise, I will say, I don't want you. That means we were like enemies. He was our enemy. If he doesn't supply in time, I was getting angry with him. I was firing him. Left, right and center. I was threatening him that look, I will stop your orders. No. He is not your enemy. He is part of your business. Long-term relationship with few suppliers. For one component, one supplier. Not too many suppliers competing with each other, fighting with each other and remaining enemies of each other and enemies of you also. We want few suppliers, not too many suppliers, and we want long-term relationship with them. 25 years, 30 years, 35 years, one supplier is supplying me a component called steering knuckle. He is supplying one person. So I am able to ask him. I am able to make him accountable for the quality. Accountability increases. So the modern concept is emphasizing long-term relationship with few suppliers. Make them more accountable. Look after their cost structure. Help them to improve the processes. Then it is TQM. Just for saving a few rupees, some companies switch from one supplier to another. This supplier is giving in 5 rupees, another supplier is giving in 4 rupees 90 paisa. I switch over to that supplier. Then that supplier leaves you and then you are in a mess. No. We have to build up long-term relationship with few suppliers. We must rely on fewer suppliers and establish long-term relations with them. Then objectively evaluating the supplier performance. How many parts he has supplied? Whether his deliveries were in time? What was the quality level of their supplies? What were the customer complaints because of his supplies? Evaluate his performance and tell him, communicate with him that his performance has been improving or is deteriorating. The factors such as quality management system, has he taken QS 9000 or ISO 9001 2008? Does he have all the system in place? How is his delivery performance, quality performance, cost, technology? Maybe he is using a old technology which gives you fluctuating quality. Tell him to improve on the technology. Help him to invest in a better technology. Ultimately, it benefits you only, isn't it? Then, supplier surveys. Go to the supplier. A customer's team is visiting the supplier's facility to observe his system. Equipments, workforce, quality assurance, engineering, calibration systems, and other factors relevant to quality, even if he is certified for ISO 9001, I go and actually see his system and certify separately whether that supplier is good enough for me. Okay, I don't threaten him, but I advise him to improve. However, the real proof of supplier's ability to deliver quality components is his track record. Even if my survey says that he is good, but if his track record is bad, then I give more emphasis on track record. Just because the supplier does well on survey, he need not be a good supplier. They can manage the survey. They can manage many things just to show you that they are good. But then look into their track record. If their track record of delivery is bad, if their track record of quality is bad, if their behavior is bad, if it is too much inconsistent behavior, then in spite of good survey, he need not be a good supplier. Then objectivity. When the production line stops and the cause appears to be non-performing component for supplier, everybody blames him. We say, oh, this is supplier's mistake. Everybody jumps on him. It need not be. It need not be his fault. We should be objective. It is possible that your component was defective, so his component was not fitting on that. People have a habit to fire the supplier. Anything happens, blame him. Don't do that. Be objective. Consider that he is also part of your business. Consider that he is also your team member. Consider that he is also your sort of an employee. His workshop also is your workshop. When the supplier is summoned for giving an explanation, he proves that customer had used the component wrongly or had not inspected it properly. Actually, component was okay. It was not inspected properly, so somebody has rejected it. This should not happen. We have to build long-term relationship with the supplier, few suppliers. And for that, we have to be very objective. We cannot have blaming kind of a behavior with him. Supplier teaming, that means we have to be a team member with the supplier. Development process participation. Call him. Communicate. Continuous improvement participation. For your continuous improvement efforts, call him for the brainstorming meeting. Don't consider that he is an outsider. Don't consider that he is your enemy. He is a part of your business. Supplier cost modeling, I have explained already. Objective evaluations, long-term relationship, fewer suppliers. All this. Modern ideas, supplier teaming. If you don't team with the supplier, then no TQM. If you don't involve customers, no TQM. If you don't involve employees, no TQM. If there is no continuous improvement, no TQM. If there is no customer focus, no TQM. for successful internal customer supplier relationship, to maintain that chain, three basic questions to be asked to the internal customers. Who is internal customer? Suppose I am the operator of machine number 1 and some other fellow is operator on machine number 2. That machine number 2 operator is my customer, and it goes on like that. If I am the production person and Mr. X is a purchase person, I am the customer of that purchase person because he is purchasing the parts and giving to me. So ask the questions, what do you need from me, sir? What do you need from me? Then he says, please give me components in time. Please clean the components. Please put the components in the tray. Give me the parts tray by tray. Don't leave the machine for more than half an hour and waste my time and your time also. Then next question, what do you do with my output? Suppose I give you parts, what do you do with that? Are you having any difficulties? Are there any gaps between what you need and what you get? Gaps, gap analysis. For example, what do you expect and what do you get from me? Is there any gap? These three questions you should ask to all internal customers. Each department must determine what activities are important to both external and internal customers and manage quality at each and every step of the supplier customer chain. Very, very important is supplier customer chain. So each department must determine what activities are important to both external and internal customers. And what I am talking is nothing but an extension of customer focus only. Because in the internal customer, one is supplier and one is customer. So I am having a balancing act between suppliers, employees and customers. Then I am doing the real TQM. Requirements of external customers and also the requirements, expectations of each of the internal customers must be documented. You should not say that, okay, internal customers I will somehow manage. Write down what they want. Satisfy them. Continuous improvement. The supplier and customers have to cooperative relationship, which is also known as subcontractor network, and suppliers are referred to as co-producers. Sensitive information, assistance in reducing cost and improving quality, and even financing. Financing to them can be often shared by customers and suppliers. Purchasing department develop long-term relationship with a few suppliers rather than short-term relationship with many suppliers like earlier. Although price is important, yes, he cannot charge me whatever price he wants. It's important. Delivery schedules, product quality, and mutual trust and cooperation become the primary basis. Mutual trust. He is supplying 1,000 parts. I believe that he is supplying 1,000 only. I don't count. I don't inspect. I don't check. I simply allow him to go to my production shop and deliver the parts there. Trust. Why I should spend time in counting the parts? Let him count, let him inspect, let him do everything. I will accept the lot as it is and give it to my production line. Mutual trust. I believe that he will not cheat me because I am working with him for a long time and I have a track record showing that he is a very, very, very honest person. Why I should unnecessarily check? He is like my brother. Suppose somebody pays me 1,000 rupees. I don't count 1,000 rupees because I know that he will not give me one note less. I simply keep it in my pocket. Same thing here. Mutual trust. And cooperation. They are more important than price. They are more important than price. Yes, price is important. But mutual trust is more important. Long-term relationship is more important. Suppliers are located near buying firm's factory or clustered together at some distance. I am talking about JIT, just in time. This will keep the lead time shorter and more reliable. suppliers are located around. Just give a phone call, they will supply the parts, maybe 15 times in a day, small, small lots, small, small quantities. I am talking about just in time. Material is delivered in small standardized containers in exact quantities. Quantities are measured by them, counted by them only. Delivered material by supplier is inspected properly by the suppliers only and is of good quality, just in time. In modern approach, the buyer-seller relationship of working in collaborative mode, not enemy mode, that they are our enemies. They have realized that competition is between value chains. Value chain, right from my first operation till my dispatch, it's a value chain, and competition is between value chains and not between members of the value chain. In the modern supply management approach, cross-functional teams are used to meet specific stated objectives such as new product development or the negotiations of all terms and a purchase agreement. Earlier, only purchase manager was doing it. Now, cross-functional team. An engineering man will be there, a production man will be there, inspection man will be there. And that cross-functional team will develop the suppliers. Supply management professional is there, who is a technically sound person, technical expertise and leadership qualities, communication and team skills. The task involves great challenges, great rewards such as job satisfaction and attractive compensation to him. What he will do? He will develop that supply chain. Then strategic sourcing. It is defined as a systematic process that directs supply managers to plan, manage and develop the supply base. I am talking about the modern system. How the ideal TQM supplier teaming should be. Manage and develop the supplier base in line with firm's strategic objectives to the customer, towards the customer. Objective towards the profitability. Objective towards the organization and objective towards the total customer satisfaction. For that, I develop my supply chain so well that I don't have to worry about the quality and quantity of supplies. It involves disciplined approach which improves the value the buyers received from suppliers. The four principles which differentiate strategic sourcing from traditional purchasing means there will be a purchase officer, then there will be some buyers under him. That was the old system. And now, four principles which differentiate strategic sourcing from traditional purchasing are defining the total value of relationship, developing solutions based on a deep understanding of economies of the supplier, his cost structure and dynamics of the business. Optimizing the economic relationship, embedding the required changes so that the buyer achieves not only the measurable performance improvement in short term, but continuous improvement on the long term. A four-step implementation process is adopted by the cross-functional team. Research, evaluate, structure and implement the plan and organize for continuous improvement in supplier base. Structure the supplier relationship jointly with suppliers and develop action plans to build the required infrastructure. Evaluate sourcing strategies, research the industry economics and dynamics of the commodity assigned to the team. We must see whether the supplier makes profit. He should not be making a loss because of you. Thank you.